Have your say. 1300 872911. John McKenzie, 4CA.
Now, this is what it says across page one of the Cairns Post today. Two buildings across the road from a notorious Cairns caravan park will be demolished to make way for a new $3.2 million police facility. Now, the Cairns Post can reveal the location of the new West Cairns Station on P Street at Manura. It's opposite the Cairns Villa and Leisure Caravan Park, which has long been the site of crime and antisocial behaviour. To a great credit, Yolande Yench just recently went public with the issue out there, and just, well, particularly how kids are facing this dreadful, dreadful, almost fight for survival every day. It's so out of control. So you couldn't get a better site for the location of a police office or police centre. Now, it goes on to say tenants have recently spoken out about the exposure to horrific criminal and social issues within that site. Anyway, quickly, it says plans for the facility were announced just prior to the state election last year. $6.5 million site at Warree. Initial talk, it may be built on part of the park's land, but it's going to be over the road. Look, so we won't go through all that detail because I've got a gentleman on the line who'll be very much across this matter. He is, he's now Deputy Commissioner, Northern Region, Paul Taylor. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, John. How are you?
Every time I talk to you, you've had a boost to your influence in the force. You're Deputy Commissioner. Where are you based now, Townsville or here?
Yeah, no, I'm based in Townsville and I do regional Queensland.
The whole of regional Queensland?
Yeah, all bar the southeast and the southern bottom end. So, yeah, a large area and a lot of good policemen and women working towards keeping their community safe.
Paul, so it's a great job. Let me ask you this, because there'll be perhaps some young people wondering about their future. When you joined the police force all those years ago, could you have imagined that one day you would be the Deputy Commissioner of Queensland Police in charge of regional Queensland?
No. I was just a dumb kid at school, lucky to get through grade 10, and I remember having my first vocation thing where the guy said to me, "What do you want to be when you grow up?" And I said, "Pilot." And he said, "What else do you want to be?"
But you didn't say police, let alone deputy commissioner.
No. My grandfather was a copper, so I sort of followed in his footsteps, I suppose.
Yeah, it'll be a good story one day. Now, let's talk about this $3.2 million. We don't have to go through the details of the value of it, the cost of it. What's it going to provide out there, Paul? This is one of the worst parts of our city. Of course, it's constantly crime-ridden. You've got kids actually suffering there in that van park, virtually not game to venture outside, etc. There's apparently drug dealing going on all the time. The new centre, the new police office will be virtually opposite all of that activity. What impact will it have on crime in the western suburbs?
Yeah, thanks, John. Look, we think that the location is a strategic position to establish a police facility, but more importantly, what we hope to work from there is a collaborative opportunity where we bring key government agencies together to really work on some of those complex issues in some of the family environments in and around that area. To try and get a level of normality, to try and get young people nurtured in a positive way and make a difference to what's going on there at the moment.
Oh, gee, it's going to be a hell of a challenge. Can I just ask you, just generally, what sort of key government agencies are we talking about here?
Well, look, the Cairns West area has a high percentage of public housing, so obviously our friends at Housing are crucial issues. We well and truly know the issues around youth justice, and we've been working quite collaboratively with them, and the co-responder trial, which we've had for some time, is providing dividends where we're able to readily identify those young people that are able to be transitioned away from criminal activities and put into diversionary activities, which sees them on a greater footing towards a positive contribution to the community. So they're the sorts of departments, docs, health. There's a range of departments that can come together and basically triage some of the complex family environments and hopefully deliver in a way that we get better outcomes.
Now, you know that area, obviously, because you were based up here working fundamentally on the beat. You know the issues we're facing out there. if we're looking at an improvement in the level of behaviour, if you like, the sort of behaviour out there, are we talking weeks, months or years until we see genuine improvement, given the focus is now much more intense?
Oh, look, John, I've talked to you and your listeners before. Some of those are generational declines in society, you know, particularly around the guardianship of young people. You know, I never would have dreamed as a 9 or a 10 or 11 or a 12-year-old wandering the streets all hours of the night. So these are generational declines. And whilst we're working enthusiastically with our partners across the youth justice sector and with NGOs and with other interested parties that want to make a difference, it is a long road. And each child is unique. Each child has a different story. And, you know, whilst we're trying to work with them, we're very mindful of the fact that there's victims within the Cairns community that continue to be preyed upon.
Sure.
So, you know, we're working on both ends of the spectrum. We're really targeting, and, you know, an operation that's been going since the 8th of February has seen 72 juvenile offenders arrested on 227 offences. Mm. Now, that's led to a huge downturn in the number of houses that have been broken into. It's been a total of 882 houses less broken into this current financial year to that of the previous financial year. You know, there's 138 less cars have been stolen, 521 less cars broken into. So those almost a 34% decrease in crime. Now, no crime is acceptable. And if you're the one person that's house was broken into and you're listening to me now, you know, what I'm saying is of no use to you. But what I am saying, as a collective, the community of Cairns has seen a massive improvement in the reduction in property crime. And that's on the back of working with the community, listening to what they have to say. And interestingly, this morning, I was with the minister at the Esplanade there talking about how we're really shaping how we police that tourism sector along the Esplanade so that we get better outcomes.
Excellent.
And as you know, John, and some of your contributors to the show, you know, we want to make sure that the environment, particularly for those businesses that rely on tourism, when the tourists are here, that they profit from the tourists being here, that they're not victims of crime, that tourists aren't being preyed upon. So we're stepping up and trying to do better, and we're working in partnership with the council and with the chamber to make sure that we get a better outcome.
Oh, gee, this is music to the ears. We've had a shocking week with the poor tourist down there and the 16-year-old girl getting bashed badly. We had another group of schoolgirls attacked down on the McDonald's corner, a lady outside Woolworths with the drunks jumping into a car while she was parked. Just a dreadful week. So this is really encouraging. Don't go away. I'm interested in this situation. We were talking about you and your early days, what you would have seen back then compared with today. Now, just an hour ago, we had a call to say, oh, a 12-year-old girl attempted to break into a car and steal a car and drive off. Now, we had a few days ago, I think it was 7, if I remember rightly, in a single cab ute driving from Mareeba down to Cairns, in through the suburbs, flat out, etc., stolen vehicles. 7 in a single cab, for God's sake. It was described as, I think, a salmon in a tin or whatever. I mean, these sort of things, when you were a young police officer, did you ever have 12-year-olds trying to steal a car? Did you ever have 7 in a single cab ute stealing a vehicle and driving around at high speed? I mean, Paul, what's happened in all these years must be horrifying to you.
Yeah, look, I can't recall. It was very rare for us to even have a juvenile in a stolen car when I was a young police officer.
Yes.
And you know, those people that did steal a car, whenever we did get them, they were forthright in the fact that they'd stolen the car. And, of course, now, you know, people deny at every opportunity their involvement. But there's no doubt the seven individuals in a car, particularly people with not a lot of skills in driving, it is a recipe for disaster. And this is why we call on parents and guardians. If you've got young children and they're not home at night, you should be asking the question where they are. And you should be making the inquiries to make sure that you're providing the love before the tragedy and not after the tragedy. So.
This has been really helpful this morning, Paul. I appreciate this, particularly what you just said about the discussions with the minister on the tourism precinct, our CBD, if you like. Great to talk to you. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, John. See ya.
Isn't that encouraging that the focus is down there after what we've heard the last few days about the appalling behaviour along that stretch and through the CBD? He's the Queensland Deputy Commissioner, Northern Region these days, Paul Taylor. He was... here for quite a few years, and certainly has made a lot of friends, I think, from the work he did here. And of course, now it's right across regional Queensland, exerting his influence.